Hey, this is Matt Cameron from Soundgarden, and you're listening to Stone Free, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix.
Thanks, Matt. I'm Joe Benson. The imprint of Jimi Hendrix's influence can certainly be felt within the music of some of rock's finest contemporary bands, specifically Pearl Jam and Soundgarden, whose fiery, passionate spirit reminds many of Hendrix's finest recordings. Joining drummer Matt Cameron is fellow Soundgarden member and vocalist Chris Cornell, along with guitarist Mike McCready and bassist Jeff Ament of Pearl Jam. They chose to record a rather obscure Hendrix track called Hey Baby, Land of the Rising Sun. We asked Cameron how the four of them got involved with the Stone Free album.
Well, I believe that the Pearl Jam guys were contacted, specifically Mike, and he called up myself and Chris and asked if we would be interested in doing this song, you know, for the record. And we said, yeah, instantly. And when he brought the tape over of this song, it was a song that we had never heard before. Because it's kind of an obscure Hendrix tune that's only on the Rainbow Bridge soundtrack. And I can remember seeing the movie, the Rainbow Bridge movie, and I remembered parts of this one segment where he's playing outdoors, and I think it's Hawaii, and they're playing this tune, Hey Baby, New Rising Sun. But I'd never heard the recorded version of it. And when we listened to it over and over and over, we just were blown away at how intricate it was and what a great song it was and how it had never really been exposed to the masses. So Mike picked the song and it was a great choice, and we just had to learn that intro part over and over because it was so tricky. And once we got that down, you know, we just busted out a few takes and we had it down.
Although they didn't get a lot of time to rehearse the song before recording it, Cameron says they did their best to capture the essence of the original version.
On the recording of the song, it sounded to us like Jimmy's guitar part was the most solid thing in the arrangement, and the rest of the guys were just trying to keep up with him. And what we wanted to do is we wanted to have everyone learn their parts good enough to where we could go, you know, play it really convincingly in a live setting in the studio. So once we got that down, we just rehearsed the day of the recording, and we wanted to do everything live to tape so we could get more of that vibe down. And the guy that produced it, Jason Cassaro, has a really good idea of how to get those types of older sounds, you know? And so Mike used an older Marshall Plexi head, which is the same type that, you know, Hendrix used to use, and I had some really old funky drum gear, and Jeff used a really old bass with a weird amp, and so we tried to get as close to the vibe that, you know, he recorded in as possible. And then Chris just totally busted it out perfectly, so it was a really fun experience.
Hey! said I'm gonna split and spread along with a man and a whole lot of love to you and yours. Yeah, yeah, well, I can come along. Yeah, son, I can come along. Would you like to come along to ask me?
Referred to on the Stone Free album as MACC, that's Mike McCready and Jeff Ament of Pearl Jam, along with Chris Cornell and Matt Cameron of Soundgarden, doing Hey Baby, Land of the Rising Sun. This next pairing of musical abilities on Stone Free turned out to be one of the nice surprises on the record. Based in London, Seal has fast gathered acclaim by way of his impressive debut album and the international hit Crazy. Jeff Beck, of course, needs little introduction. For nearly three decades, Beck has continued to shatter the boundaries of the electric guitar, from his early experiments with feedback as a member of the Yardbirds through such seminal instrumental efforts as Guitar Shop. Beck's remarkable career and dedication to innovation has provided Hendrix fans with a glimpse as to what territory Jimmy may have explored had he lived. Producer Eddie Kramer offers some insights into this special collaboration.
We went into rehearsal. Now, Jeff and Seal had actually met the week before, so they weren't total strangers to each other. And we discussed which song we were going to do, When Cries Mary, and maybe one other, maybe. But the main thrust was for When Cries Mary. So we get into rehearsal, everybody says hello, da-da-da, and we get into When Cries Mary, and we rehearse it. Turned out very nice, a very lovely track. But Jeff was sort of really chomping at the bit to do something a little differently. He wanted a song that he could really dig into and play with a lot of abandon. And he said, how about Manic Depression? I said, well, yeah, okay, that sounds like a cool idea. Let's see what we can come up with. And we started working on it, and within like 2 hours, we had a great arrangement down, and Seal put in this piece at the end of the song, which is like an extension, like a halftime jam type thing, and then it builds back up into the finale. And that was so exciting to see these two musicians who had never really worked together before combine their talents, and something new is made of it, you know. And it was great musical sparks flying.
Is touching my soul. I know what I want, but I just don't know how to go about getting it. Feeling sweet feeling drops from my fingers. Manic depression has captured my soul.
Jeff Beck and Seal. I don't think you can say too much more after that, except that we'll be right back. This is Stone Free, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix on the Album Network.
What have you got when you've got a mouthwash that battles bad breath and attacks plaque, fights the gum infection gingivitis, and mows down germs by the millions? What do you got?
You got the power!
You got the power. The power of Listerine antiseptic. It's a power in a bottle. It's a mouthful of power. It's the power to be powerful, clean, Listerine. You got the power! You got the power!
Rush Floss, your dentist uses directed.
You know when your throat's so sore it feels like you swallowed some nails? You need medicine, not those candy cough drops. You need Cepacol lozenges.
Oh.
But what if your throat feels like you swallowed some nails, a few rivets, a small file, and topped it off with a 3.5 horsepower circular saw? Then you need really strong medicine. You need Cepastat lozenges. Cepacol for sore throats. Cepastat for really sore throats. Use only as directed.
What's the anatomy of the Citibank Visa card for students? We asked anatomy professor Dr. Robert Hinden.
Right. At the very backbone of the Citibank Visa card are three services connected to your purchases. One assures you of the best price, a second can insure that purchase, and a third can extend its warranty. Evidence not only of a very large brain, but of a very big heart.
In other words, they go easy on your nervous system.
Right.
So call 1-800-CITIBANK, C-I-T-I-B-A-N-K, to apply. Not just Visa, Citibank Visa.
With most mint mouthwashes, it isn't clear what you're getting, because they mainly cover up your bad breath. Cool Mint Listerine is a different story.
Ow, you got the power!
It's the only leading mint mouthwash proven to have the power to fight bad breath, plaque, and the gum infection gingivitis. So either you get a mouthwash that isn't up to speed, or you get Cool Mint Listerine, and you get the power.
Brush floss your dentist uses directed.